Welcome to the Void Podcast. This podcast is produced by Void Podcast LLC and presented by Sean McKnight and Jenny Miller. To learn more about our podcast, please visit our website, www.void-podcast.com. We hope you enjoy this episode of Void.
During our last episode, Nova Bayflower was pursued by Council Seat Harris in an attempt to bring her and Jonas back to the colony to face justice. Nova started the process of finding a new crew by connecting with an old friend, and Jonas Aldridge regained consciousness after spending time in a coma.
Shit. I can't believe we slept together, you bastard!
Hey, I didn't hear any complaints last night.
Yeah, well, I was drugged. That was it, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. You slipped something in my drink and you drugged me.
I didn't know such thing. How could you think I would stoop so low?
I wouldn't put anything past you.
Yeah, I would never drug someone, and you know it.
Whatever.
You're looking at this all wrong, okay? I mean, I had a very pleasant evening myself. I mean, it's too bad that you're looking at everything so negatively.
Negatively? I had sex with someone I didn't really want to have sex with. How is that remotely positive?
You sure didn't come across that way last night, Nova. I mean, you looked like you were having a pretty good time too, so what's the problem?
I was too drunk to realize it was you.
It sounds like you got some major hang-ups you need to address. Me? I'm just gonna mark it down as a score in my playbook.
Oh my god, you know what? You're disgusting.
Yeah, well, you feel that way now, but once you've had time to get your head straight, you'll come back for more.
Yeah, don't count on it, okay? I already have the names I need to get started, so I don't need you anymore. I'm out of here.
Hey, I got everything I wanted too, so, I mean, it just sounds like a win-win to me. Come on, it's fine. No, don't go, stay.
You are such a...
It's nice to see you awake, Dr. Aldridge.
It's nice to be awake, Dr.
Nash.
Dr. Nash. Thank you. Where the hell am I?
You are in the injury ward, located in the science annex of the space station New Hope.
Oh, good. We did make it. I was hoping I wasn't hallucinating.
No, I'm real.
That's a relief. Do you know what happened?
From what I was told, you were thrown around the ship after a malfunction. Suffered a head injury.
Oh, Nova! Is she okay?
She's fine. She took care of you and managed to dock the ship.
Oh, thanks. Where is she?
The station has arranged guest quarters for her. She's probably there. I'll let her know you're awake.
How bad are my injuries? I see my hand is bandaged, but...
You took some cuts from the incident, but your head was the worrisome part. You suffered a cerebral edema.
Oh, a what?
Your brain was swelling, but luckily that subsided on its own. After we drained the excess fluid, we ran some scans and didn't find any permanent damage.
That's good?
Yes, it is. But we won't be able to discharge you for a while yet. After that kind of injury, we want to keep you in for observation and a few more tests.
I understand. I could use a vacation anyway. The way my head feels, I don't think I could stand up right now if I wanted to.
You don't really have much choice in the matter, Dr. Aldridge.
Please, call me Jonas. And that's fine by me. I'm enjoying the company.
Me too. What's your specialty?
I'm a scientist. More specifically, environmental science. I monitor the Earth's surface radiation levels. Or, I used to.
Retired?
Sort of. Escaping might be more accurate.
Oh, you're running from something.
No, given the circumstances, it's more like running towards something. I'm actually on a super secret space mission.
Oh, well, those are the best kind.
I know, right?
Okay, Mr. Secret Guy. You need to get some rest. You can tell me all about your spy mission later.
Yes, ma'am.
I'll come back and check on you soon.
Thanks, Dr. Nash.
My pleasure, Dr. Aldridge.
Welcome to the Engineering Annex. If you're a union member, don't forget to pay your dues. If not, please consider joining the Amalgamated Engineering Union. The AEU fights for your rights as an engineer to ensure fair pay and fair treatment. Won't you join today?
My God, this place is huge. Okay, the directory says the library is on level 314. Fast, wow. That would have taken an hour at the colony.
I'm sorry, miss, were you talking to me?
Oh, no, sorry, just thinking out loud.
Oh, well, welcome to the library. How may I be of assistance?
I was told I could meet people here, that you have an area where the engineers socialize?
Yes, that would be our conversation lounge. Many of the engineers gather there to have discussions and network.
Okay, excellent. I'm looking for a pilot.
I'm afraid we don't really get pilots here. That lot tends to gather at the Vice Annex in the various dens of iniquity you'll find there.
Okay, I see. Is it okay for me to socialize? I mean, I'm not an engineer, but I'm looking for one.
You are allowed in the conversation lounge. We encourage networking. Straight through that hatch to your right.
Thank you. Excuse me. I'm looking for an engineer to talk to.
What are you interested in? We have all kinds here. Industrial, civil, thermodynamic, electrical, computer.
I'm looking for an engineer to join a crew for a deep space mission. So this person would be in charge of ship maintenance.
You're going to want one of the mechanical engineers like me. What does the job pay?
Not sure. I forgot to ask that.
Are you paying in station credits?
I think we have credits from the colony.
See ya.
Wait, but...
Sorry, lady. Colony credits mean dick here. And since you don't have station credits, you are now officially wasting my time. I'll be turning my back on you now.
Rude.
Excuse me, I couldn't help but overhear your conversation. Don't worry about Jaren, he's always an asshole like that. Gilbin Tricky is the name. Mechanical engineering is definitely my game.
Nice to meet you.
Right, well, I heard you say you're looking for someone to join your crew.
Yes.
How long is the contract? What class of ship are you using?
I'm not sure.
Okay, well, where are you going?
Europa.
Jupiter? Ha! Well, that's a long one. Will you be returning after that? And how long will you be there?
I don't know.
Tell you what. You got me somewhat interested in this, but you need to get your shit together before you come recruiting. Look, here's my card. When you figure out the details, get in touch. If I'm still available, we can talk. Oh, and I wouldn't bother trying to network right now. This crew won't give you the time of day unless there's credits to discuss. Right?
Duly noted. Thanks.
So you grew up and went to school here on the station.
Oh, born and raised. I'm the third generation. And the first in my family to get a medical degree.
They have degrees here. Amazing.
Of course. You can't work in the sciences without at least two PhDs. The station only wants the top of the top.
So it sounds like the station has many schools.
No, it's all one big school. Although each annex does have its own facilities for further education and training.
Wow, it's so refreshing to finally be in a place that values education.
Well, the colony doesn't.
No, not at all. The council values faith and fear. They loathe science since it dispels their myths.
That's just terrible. I can't imagine a place like that. I'm afraid to ask what the medical facilities are like.
Well, if you read history and find this era called the medieval times, it was not too far from that. Primitive is putting it mildly compared to here.
I don't know how you all survive living there. You're the first person I've come in contact with from the colony. It's scary and exciting.
I have to tell you, the drinks alone are worth the risk of getting here. What is this amazing liquid you gave me?
It's called Ambrosia Chai. It's a tea.
Oh, well, my headache is gone, and the feeling I get from this is euphoric.
That's what it does. The tea is laced with the drug Ambrosia.
This is laced with drugs? Why didn't you tell me?
Oh, I didn't think. I'm sorry. I should have warned you that many of our drinks are laced with various drugs.
This is normal.
It is here. You don't have drugs on the colony?
No, I mean, well, yes, but we have drugs, but they're rare, and only the medical staff has access to them.
Well, that's a shame. I don't know how I'd sleep without my opium tea.
Opium tea? Man, this place would kill Gerald.
Who?
Oh, never mind. I'm starting to understand why the scientists who left Earth never went back.
What about you? Is the plan to return someday?
Maybe, but not for a long time.
Don't you have friends? Family there? A girlfriend?
I have one friend on Earth that I'm close to, but no family.
Oh, and is Miss Bayflower your...
She's a friend, too, and a colleague. But that's it. We're just friends.
So no partner?
No, I'm afraid not.
Well, that's a shame.
What about you?
Well, no. That never happened. I was engaged once, but it didn't work out.
I'm surprised marriage is still a thing here.
Domestic partnerships. We don't really regard them as marriages anymore.
Do they still do weddings?
No.
When arranging a domestic partnership, the two people, or three, or five, or whatever it is, they have to go through a course first.
Courses? You mean like taking a class?
Yeah. They go to school for 3 months, taking domestic training classes. They have to take a test, and if they all pass the certification, they're allowed to form a partnership.
Wow. Is there a ceremony?
Sort of. After they graduate, there's usually a big party to celebrate. Sometimes it's an orgy.
Did you just say orgy?
Yes. You don't have orgies on Earth?
Not in the colony. That kind of thing would get you arrested real quick.
The colony sounds like a really uptight place.
You have no idea.
You don't have to be part of the orgy. I never engaged myself, but they are fun to watch.
Nova!
Hello, Ms. Bayflower.
Hello, Dr. Nash. You look like you're getting to know each other.
Yes, Jonas was telling me about life on Earth.
Was he now?
And as much as I've been enjoying our conversation, I need to get back to my rounds.
Thanks for everything, Ursula.
I'll check in on you later.
So, Ursula, as she called you, Jonas.
Don't start.
Mm-hmm. You've been a busy boy since you woke up.
She's very smart and nice and, you know.
And attractive.
And attractive. Look, our interest is strictly professional.
If that were true, I would have had you arrested for harassment. If you looked at me the way you looked at her.
Is this what I have to wake up to now? Your abuse.
I'm just so happy to see you. Come here.
Ow, ow. Ow, me too, I think.
Sorry. Okay, there's just so much to tell you. And I have so many questions.
Me too.
So first, how do you feel?
I'm okay. My brain swelling is down, and I'm on my way back to normal. My head was throbbing like hell until she gave me this tea.
Ooh, is it the opium tea?
You know about that?
It was in my quarters. I drank some last night. Everything here has some kind of drug in it.
I know. She told me. This place is wild.
Oh, Jonas. You haven't seen anything yet. We are only getting started.
This episode of Void featured the voice talents of Ella Demby as Astrid, Karen Johnston as Ursula Nash, Frank Juknowitz as the narrator, Norma Chera as Council Seat Harris, Sean McKnight as Jonas Aldridge, Jenny Miller as Nova Bayflower, Victoria Stevens as the library administrator, Eric Martin Reed as Cyrus Hatch and Gilben Tricky, and Guy Wellman as engineer number one. The Void theme song, Equilibrium in Turbulence, was composed and produced by David Parsons from Avid Wolf Music. If you'd like to learn more about our podcast, please visit our website at void-podcast.com.